Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now a call in on the question, when have you quit a good job? Have you ever quit a good job? We want to hear your story. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Why do I ask? Because there's a bit of this in the news right now. New York City Transit President Andy Byford has given his 4 weeks' notice. Sure, you heard that last week, amid speculation of a contentious relationship with Governor Cuomo. But New Yorkers will remember him for his success. 2 years into the job, Byford leaves on a high note. The subway's on-time performance went from a dismal 58% all the way up to 80% during his two-year tenure, according to the Daily News. However, Byford will be departing on February 21st. So Byford quit a job that he was succeeding at, and that by most lights is a pretty good job, head of New York City Transit, if you are a transit manager. What's going to be a better job than that? So when have you ever quit a really good job or a job that you are succeeding at? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Another example in the news, well, sometimes people leave jobs that from a distance even look like a literal fairy tale. Can't say that about running the buses and the subways, but you can say that about this next example, because earlier this month, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, right? Harry and Meghan decided to quit their jobs as royals. After marrying into the British royal family in May of 2018, Meghan Markle, who is biracial, among all the other things that she is reportedly fed up with the racist coverage of her in British tabloids. That's one reason they're leaving the royals. Here's a clip of the Duchess in her own words from October speaking to ITV News.
When I first met my now husband, my friends were really happy because I was so happy. But my British friends said to me, I'm sure he's great, but you shouldn't do it because the British tabloids will destroy your life. And I very naively, I'm American, we don't have that there. What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. I'm not in tabloids. I didn't get it.
So the couple will now split their time between England and Canada and will strike out on their own from the royal families and the titles and the official duties. So what about you? You may not be a royal, but have you ever accepted a job that seemed like a dream and been good at it, only to find out that it was actually a nightmare? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. With the Harry and Meghan story and the Andy Byford story in the news, we're asking, when have you left a job as your hard work was coming to fruition, or when you thought you had your dream job? Or how about this? Have you ever quit to move across country for another job and still found yourself, maybe sticking with your own habits, your old habits, and thinking the grass was actually greener on the other side, or not so much. 2 years ago, a study from Baruch College crunched IRS data to find out that net domestic migration within the United States, was down by 500,000 people, meaning that more people moved out of the city. Sorry, these are New York numbers. More people moved out of the city than moved in. And despite what Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams was talking about the other day, more people are leaving New York City than are coming. So did you quit your job just to move away from New York? And did you regret that? 212-433-WNYC. But pretty much on when you had a really good job and when you were doing really well at a job and decided to quit. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take your calls after this.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try.
Yeah, Johnny Paycheck knows how to take a job and shove it. How about you with Andy Byford and the Duke and Duchess of Sussex in the news, leaving what you would think are really good jobs or jobs they were very good at? When have you done something similar and how are you relating? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And let's start with Karen in Bergen County. Hi, Karen, you're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. This is Karen. We've spoken before from a time when I was a Florida resident. The good news is I'm a Jersey girl as of March of last year, and my story is that I quit a wonderful job with a great law firm as a senior associate when I was on the partnership track in 1981 to move with my husband and very young daughter to Florida because my husband insisted that I needed to spend more time with the family and be in Florida in order to save the marriage. It did not save the marriage. The move to Florida was a professional mistake for me. I did make the best of it, however, did pretty well there, and I am back in the New York City area now, as I said, since March.
Sounds like you see a moral of the story that could apply to others there, yes?
Yes. Think about your whole big picture, and sometimes saving a marriage is not worth it.
Karen, thank you very much. Jose in Trenton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jose.
Hi, good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. What was your job? Why did you quit?
I was a construction project manager for a large nonprofit agency for 10 years. And we just acquired a large grant for youth build training. And after a year or so, the CFO was charged and convicted of embezzling out of the grant monies for the youth build program. And thus the culture changed and just didn't seem to be the place at the right time. And decided to go on my own after that. But it was a 10-year job that was probably one of the best that I had since.
So the corporate culture changed, you're saying, and that feeling or whatever the specifics were that went into that, even though your individual job is really good, the environment made it not worth it?
Oh, yes. Well, the monies came directly out of the program that I was in charge of. So, therefore, he's literally taking money out of the mouths of the babes that we were necessarily, you know, uplifting and trying to get their GED and some construction job training.
I hear that must have
got swept under the rug, kind of, you know, a rush to keep things quiet, sort of.
Jose, thank you very much. Lisa in Long Island City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for taking my call. So I actually did this twice, but I guess I'll start with the first one. And I was a partner, VP of operations and controller at an investment bank for about 10 years. After my husband and I adopted our daughter, the work was just 24/7. Like, I was actually working on Christmas on people's bonuses. So I decided I'd rather be a mom than deal with that anymore. So I left that job at that time.
And, of course, you had the luxury to do that. A lot of people might say, God, I wish I could do that, but I couldn't afford to leave my job to be a mom or a dad for a while.
Yes. I felt very, very lucky that we had, it was very, very hard financially, but we, you know, I we were able to figure it out, and I feel very lucky that I had the opportunity to do that.
Great, Lisa. Thank you very much. Amanda in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, for a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Glad you're on. What job did you quit?
I had a job as a case manager at a wonderful youth shelter in Portland, Oregon, and I had a 401k and benefits and a supportive office full of a motley crew of wonderful people, and I had continued opportunities to grow, and I quit and cashed in my little 401k to travel the world.
Ooh, to travel the world. And then after having that experience of a lifetime, was it an experience of a lifetime?
It was.
You had to start over trying to re-enter?
Yes, I actually did. It was kind of difficult. And now I'm in New York City, back where I grew up, and I've been here for quite a while, and I work for other nonprofits that are wonderful.
No regrets, it sounds like.
None at all.
Amanda, thank you. Please call us again. Now that you've been on once, Christine in Westchester. You're on WNYC. Hi, Christine.
Oh, hi, Brian. I was just calling to say that I'm a teacher, and I've quit two very good jobs to move with my husband for his job because my teaching salary could never support our family of five. And it's always hard for me because that's what I love to do, but it's hard to support a family of five on a teacher salary in this area.
In other words, you are going to stay out of the workforce and primarily take care of the kids?
Well, we ended up moving to Nashville, Tennessee for 4 years, and I found some part-time work, but we're back in New York because my husband's business keeps bringing him here, so I'll get back into teaching, but his job is a priority because he's the one who can help our family more. But it's hard for me as a teacher to not be able to stick with something.
Yeah, you're the third call already that we've gotten in this segment from women who quit their jobs because of family concerns. The first one, Lisa in Manhattan, had absolute regrets for following her husband. I think the other caller felt better, about the decision. Sounds like you feel okay about it, but ambivalent. Do you think that, considering the pattern that we're hearing, that something structural should change to make it more possible for you to both keep your jobs?
Well, I absolutely do as a woman because I want to model for my children that I can work. So I'm always constantly, I'm a language teacher, French and Spanish, so I'm doing translations and I do some private tutoring and things like that. But I just think that it's really hard, especially in the teaching career, to make like a career and do support three children. And we adopted our daughter from Guatemala. That set us back financially. And, we had some big decisions to make. But it's all worth it to me because my children's well-being is the most important. But I'm turning 50 this year, and I have a little stressors as far as looking back and thinking of what I did give up as far as my career. And I was an administrator in my last school and things like that. So,
Christine, good luck. Thank you so much for chiming in. Good story for people to hear. Steve in Bridgewater, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Brian.
What job did you leave?
I was a locomotive engineer at New Jersey Transit, and I'm one of the ones that you hear about that left for Metro North.
Huh. You're the reason that all those trains get canceled every day.
That's what they say, but there really hasn't been that many of us. I think they have other problems there. And that's why I left. New Jersey Transit was great when I started, but I witnessed it go downhill over the last, 10 years, let's say. And so I went to Metro North.
What makes Metro North better for you as a worker?
It's just better run. They have enough people, so they don't have to cancel trains. But it's a more professional place. It's just a regular place where, New Jersey Transit is a place in trouble.
Maybe Mr. Fix-It, Andy Byford, should go to New Jersey now that he got frustrated with New York.
Yeah, well, that's what, Phil Murphy's got to do that. He's got to be calling Andy Byford right now and getting him over there because his specialty is fixing systems that are in bad shape.
There you go.
And he doesn't even have to move, probably.
There you go. Steve, thank you very much. There's our news peg for this segment, okay? Governor Murphy, are you calling Andy Byford? Aura in Carrboro, North Carolina. You're on WNYC. Hi from New York, Aura.
I actually called a little unusual, but I would like to quit my job, but I'm a tenured professor, and it's virtually impossible to quit because if you're unhappy in a position, you essentially, because the academic community in my field is so small, everyone knows why you're unhappy and no one will hire you. So you're essentially, the term golden handcuffs, even though they're not golden because humanities professors make so little. But if your institution changes or your department changes and you become unhappy, it's almost impossible to leave. So it's really a problem. And I'm pretty young, but I have tenure and there's really no way for me to get out.
Lifetime job guarantee unless you do something heinous, but golden handcuffs. Can you say very briefly what the dissatisfaction is?
Well, part of it is that university has become very conservative. North Carolina, the legislature has started cutting programs, funding. We're very administration heavy now. We're constantly being surveyed. There's censorship. It's just not a good place. I'm just not a good fit anymore. Mm-hmm. But it would be. I mean, I would like to leave, but I think it's going to be very, very difficult, if not impossible.
Thank you so much for your call. With, in a way, an ultimate conundrum. Great job. Unhappy. When do you quit? When do you stay? Thanks for all your calls on jobs you've quit, even though they were good jobs or wanted to quit. Thanks a lot.